Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
And welcome to Hagman. It is the Hagman Report. It's Friday. Eric the Tech, it's Friday. It's Friday. Doesn't matter, does it? Doesn't matter. Eric the Tech at the helm. I want to say
every day is a work day.
Every day is a work. That's right. That's right. Welcome, folks, to the Hagman Report, where truth can't be silenced. We're not going to be silenced. Have I got a great program for you today? Starting out, Brandon House, let me tell you something. If you want to know what's going on in Seattle, what's going on in Portland, what has gone on and it continues to go on in all of the blue leftist democratic strongholds, the occupied territories, I like to call it, in the United States, including the the ever so effeminate Chaz. That is the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone. Yeah, over there in the Pacific Northwest and what that's all about. I don't know how crazy that is. Just stay tuned. The roots, the reasons, and why we are seeing what we're seeing today, why we're not seeing things take place today. So much information, Brandon House. His website is worldviewweekend.com. That's, worldviewweekend.com. Before I get to, Brandon very quickly, I want to thank the Gills. Yeah, a family right here, Rocky, right here from my own state, of Pennsylvania. I actually met him in, Hickory, North Carolina. There's a picture of, a handsome guy and a burly dude, right? The handsome guy, of course, is Mr. Gill. The burly looking dude is the guy with the glasses and the tie. Yeah. Beauty and the Beast. I'll be the Beast in this case. The reason I bring this up, I want to say thank you. You see this lapel pin? This actually is a replica of my Smith & Wesson Model 29, which is chambered in 44 Magnum. I have that, and that's the gun made infamous by Clint Eastwood in the film Dirty Harry. So thank you. This actually, interestingly enough, this was a gift to me from him, and I want to say thank you for that. But interestingly enough, it was made in New York by Rich Doherty. It's fine pewter designs by Rich Doherty, Empire Pewter Manufacturing Company out of Amsterdam, New York. I spent some time there and in Saratoga Springs. And, it's great. So thank you so very much. Next, I just want to mention this, folks. If you haven't done so already, Wisconsin Christian News, please subscribe. Subscribe to Wisconsin Christian News. This is really required as well for listeners and viewers of this show. The hard copy and the digital copy. You won't be disappointed. Actually, the cost is about even to what it costs to send out and to postage and printing. There it is. WisconsinChristianNews.com. That's WisconsinChristianNews.com. Go there and subscribe to both the digital and hard copy papers. And there is my last column, Lessons from a Kidnapping, Thinking Bigger. Don't let that deter you from purchasing the paper. Seriously, it's a story that that resonates very, very. It's the only place it's printed. That's exclusive to Wisconsin Christian News. And it's a true story. So I would urge everyone to go to WisconsinChristianNews.com and subscribe. All right. Without any further ado, a lot of stuff to get into. Brandon House, Worldview Weekend, one of the best researchers I know on the planet. And I'll say best investigators into what we're seeing happen today. Brandon House. What a great website, by the way. I spent a lot of time after I spoke with him this week, a lot of time on his website, and look at what's on there now. Okay. So anyway, without any further ado, Brandon, how are you, sir?
Great to be with you, Doug. Thank you so much. By the way, last night we launched a brand new website, all new websites. It's been over $100,000 in 12 months, yep. over $100,000 in 12 months, because our website is so full with thousands and thousands, over 16,000 radio shows, over 1,600 TV shows and conference DVDs, all brand new material, all brand new websites. They can just simply go to WVWTV.com and check it out. WV as in view, WVWTV.com. Also, I'm going to announce something here, Doug. No one else knows about this. We're announcing it here on your show first.
Okay.
Doug, have you noticed that the Drudge Report has gone liberal?
Oh, sure. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm tired of that. How about you? So we built a brand new alternative, what we are calling the conservative worldview alternative to Drudge. Just go to worldviewreport.com, worldviewreport.com. Take a look at your new worldview conservative alternative to Drudge.
I love it.
It's we've got to fight back against these guys. I don't know what happened to Drudge. I don't know if he sold it. What
he
happened?
Sold it. But, yeah, he sold it. Now just, so to, be, wonder, just to be clear,
bought the, it, right?
Wait a second. Your alternative is, tell me again.
Worldviewreport.com.
Okay. All right. Sorry about that. Worldviewreport.com. I want to make sure I got that correctly. So worldviewreport.com. Mm-hmm. We're going to be promoting that. And is that up and running right now, or is that coming?
Up and running.
All right.
Up and running today.
All right. There it is. Hey, there it is. Look at that.
Look at that.
Wow. You haven't been too busy, have you? I mean,
no, we just launched a bunch of websites and then another one. So, yeah, no, it's been a crazy few days here. But we're announcing this first on the Hagman Report, worldviewreport.com, your conservative worldview alternative to Drudge. You're sick of going there and seeing all the trash talk on what Donald Trump, President Trump, and others are trying to do to stop this Marxist revolution in America. If you want to actually get the real truth, we will be linking to lots and lots of news stories. We'll also be linking to video clips and video stories as well. So, again, it takes hours every day to post all this, as you well know. Really, quite frankly, they'll also be getting a lot of the news stories that I cover on my radio show. We'll link them right here. So stuff I talk about will go there, as well as a lot of other stuff. I mean, it takes a long time and quite a few different people helping me to get all this done. But I just get so sick of going to Drudge, you know, 10 times a day, which was not uncommon for me to see what the latest was and to see all that left-leaning news. And so, Doug, I don't know who bought it. I wonder who bought it. But it's obviously someone anti-Trump bought it. And I guess Drudge was responsible for helping elect Trump, I think. And so apparently if someone bought Drudge, maybe their goal is to use it to unelect Trump. I don't know. But I hope people will spread it far and wide, worldviewreport.com.
And folks, please, as you're listening to this, please go to worldviewreport.com, bookmark that website as you're listening to this, or right afterwards. The link will be in the program description box at HagmanReportLive.com. That's HagmanReportLive.com. That's where the link will be. So I know right now it's already bookmarked right here at the Hagman Report. This is necessary show prep and a great alternative to it's a great site for conservative, Christian conservative.
Patriots.
Jews. Patriots, yes.
Fantastic. I have friends of mine who are atheists who listen to my show every day. And it's shocking. We go to dinner, have dinner, and you would think I was talking to a conservative evangelical in some regards until we get over to the issue of religion. But economically, Israel, national security. So, a lot of our stuff, believe it or not, we have a lot of non-Christians that are just conservative patriots that come to our website and love our stuff. Love our stuff.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm a big fan, and I do. I mean, I spent my entire adult life conducting investigations. Your investigations and how you present them to the public, I'll tell you what, I would call you as an expert witness in any case I worked ever, all the time.
Well, you're very kind.
Well,
I'll tell you something.
It's true.
And this isn't to brag. This isn't to brag, but just to show you how seriously we take this. We have a guy, I've already talked to him once today. It's not uncommon I talk to him every day, but he called me this morning on his way into work. He had been on our brand new websites last night. He just called to say how much he enjoyed it and what he liked about the new sites. This guy is military intelligence with 600 intel agents answering to him. 600.
Wow.
He routinely tells me, and he actually has pointed out to his staff what we're going to talk about today on the Drudge Report. excuse me, on the Hagman Report that we uncovered last week. I uncovered this in my research last week.
Okay.
And he told me that he has printed this out, watched our TV show on this, what I'm about to present to your audience, and he has presented it to some of his 600 military intelligence folks under his command. And this guy and I talk about every day, every other day. And this has been going on for years. The reason I bring that up is he has obviously a security clearance. He can go and check out the things I'm saying and validate whether they're true or not. He wouldn't be calling me every day, every other day. We wouldn't have become close personal friends with a guy with that kind of access and that kind of intel to double check what I'm saying if we were kooks and crazies and conspiracy theorists. And why would he be passing it out to his 600 plus intel guys? He wouldn't, because he knows that what we're covering is vital. And what's shocking, Doug, is a lot of guys in the military, in military intelligence, in our intelligence community, don't know what you and I know. And you know why? Because only about 10% of what you need to know is classified. The other 90%, they tell me, is just right out there in the open source.
Sure.
Many of the intel guys, Doug, only look at that 10%. They think, well, that's the important stuff. It's classified. That's the important stuff. They're missing, therefore, 90%. Also this, many intel guys, they specialize. Just like a doctor specializes, you don't go to a heart surgeon to have a hip replacement. So every doctor specializes. Well, intel people specialize. And so there's a big field of information they don't know, which is why my intel buddy loves to come to our site and find out what's going on, because he's very narrow in his scope of what he's doing in the intelligence arena. And then there's all this stuff out here. So I just say, why would they be coming to our site and disseminating it to the intel community what we're doing for years now if it wasn't able to be documented? So I found this report. It's called Burn Down the American Plantation, Call for Revolutionary Abolitionist Movement. Anybody can go to the website. Just type in a search engine, Revolutionary Abolitionist Movement. Their PDF of this report's there. They want you to print it out. It's 45 pages. I think Bill Ayers wrote it. I can't say for sure, but I think you have a PowerPoint slide there of their 10 points of action, and then I'll tell you why I think Bill Ayers of the Weather Underground wrote it and why that matters. But here's their Revolutionary Abolitionist Movement 10 points of action. One, liberation will be won by any means necessary. Two, we will destroy the state police, military, corporations, and all those who run the American plantation. Can I just stop right there for a second? All of this defund the police, they have no intentions of getting rid of police. What they have an intention of doing is creating a new kind of police. What they're doing right now is a Hegelian dialectic process. We talk about that a lot on your show, Doug. Thesis and antithesis, idea, opposite idea, and then you merge them together for an alternative or a third way. They already know what the third way alternative is. They just got to get the American people and politicians to agree to the third way alternative. So here's what they're doing. Defund the police. We don't want any police. And yet then they create chaos. And as you see in Seattle, take 6, 7, 8, 9 blocks, armed people, supposedly doing shakedowns of businesses, pay us and we'll keep your business from being destroyed. I mean, this is mafia style shakedown, right? So no police. We don't want any police. And then they're involved in lawlessness, which obviously makes people say what? Well, we have to have police. Look at the lawlessness. So you're going to end up with this alternative. Okay, fine. We'll have police, but we need to federalize them. We need to federalize them. We need community. So you either go with federalizing them, which in the long run will be tied to international standards, which in the long run means your police will be tied right back to the United Nations. Now, this is not conspiracy. I did a whole show this week with Alex Newman documenting the calls for tying our police certifications and standards to international standards. And guys from the UN and world leaders connected to the UN are calling for this. So we believe what you're going to see is a couple options. One, as this document calls for over and over, neighborhood councils to oversee your police. Neighborhood councils. Well, what is that going to look like? That's going to look like Ilhan Omar. That's going to look like Talita Shalib or whatever her name is up there in Michigan. These Islamists. Then you're going to have the Marxist. The neo-Marxists, the Marxists sitting on these neighborhood councils. So now your police are going to be overseen by a neighborhood council of Marxist and Islamist. Well, what kind of police do you think they're going to hire? Pretty soon you're going to have Marxist, Black Panther type thugs patrolling your streets, but they're called police and wear a certain kind of uniform. How about Sharia patrols? They've already got squad cars in New York for Sharia patrols that look just like the New York squad cars, and the New York Police Department is helping and encouraging this, apparently. So you're going to end up with neighborhood councils, according to this document, that oversee police and other things. But there'll also be a call for federalizing the police, tying it back to national standards, which as soon as you end up with a Marxist in the White House, you've got yourself a federalized police force. You now live in a police state. But I think what's going on now is a dialectic. No police, they say, defund the police, no police, and then they have lawlessness, which causes people to say, wait a minute, we can't have that. How about we have police, but we go with your neighborhood councils and we go to international standards with the UN? Okay, well, that's what they want anyway. They're just going to the extreme so that, you will then agree to their idea, which all of a sudden now, that idea they really want doesn't look so extreme compared to no police at all. You see what I'm saying, Doug?
I do. And by the way, you're referring to your just released report. It's actually in we have it in keynote format. WVW.TV special report, one of the most important TV programs we've ever produced. Black Lives Matter, Muslims and Marxists agitating for a civil war and revolution. Question mark, but it's pretty well stated there. That's what you're referring to.
That report actually, Doug, was from 2016.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
That's okay, though. I put that in the slide presentation. So what's very interesting is we were warning our audience of this in 2016. I can point you to many radio shows and TV shows where we told our audience what you're seeing today is coming. And that radio show or that TV show you just referenced is from 2016, right, which proves we can read. People say, well, how do you know all this stuff? We're not clairvoyant. We read their documents. All this stuff out on the open web for anyone to read. So we actually been predicting what you're seeing today coming.
Okay, yeah, and I apologize. I know there were 23 slides prior to – I got it.
Yes.
I got it. Okay. Go ahead.
The third point in that 10-point action plan. We will live with dignity in a world without prisons. Oh, my. 4, systems of punishment will be abolished. There will be no law to enforce, no money to protect. 5, revolutionary justice will be determined by those who are oppressed. And by oppressed, they mean socialist, because they believe we're living in a slavery system. All through this document, they keep talking about the slave system. We got to end slavery. What do they mean by that? The free market system, capitalism. Remember what Karl Marx said, my object in life is to dethrone God and destroy capitalism, right? So they see the Judeo-Christian worldview, the foundation of our constitutional republic, and the free market system as slavery. They see marriage as slavery. They're big into the whole LGBT no gender concept and idea. Why? It's about deconstructionism, deconstructing history, deconstructing absolute truth, deconstructing marriage, deconstructing everything. This is partly why they're pulling down monuments, by the way. Isn't that interesting? They're going to pull down the monuments of Robert E. Lee, Christopher Columbus. Why? Because they were all racist and this and that. Well, guess what? We are fallen human beings. Nobody is perfect, including myself. But if you want to all of a sudden start tearing down stuff connected to racism, well, why do we have Robert Byrd, the former U.S. Senate Majority Leader, Robert Byrd, who admitted in the 40s of forming a KKK division, who Hillary Clinton on video, we played on our audio on our radio show yesterday, declaring Byrd in a tribute to him was her good friend and mentor. So why are they not removing all the names of former KKK member Robert Byrd from school? Just go type in Robert Byrd's name on buildings in West Virginia. You'll find a worldview, a Wikipedia page that will list all the different things that have his name on it. Why is that not coming down? Well, we're going to deal with racists. Why not get rid of every Planned Parenthood building in America? Because that was founded by Margaret Sanger, an avowed racist who called black people weeds. But yet the Democrats get funded by Planned Parenthood. How about a Margaret Sanger Award going to Hillary Clinton? When is she going to denounce that and give that back? Oh, if we want to tear down things and get rid of things involved with slavery and racism, how about get rid of every mosque in America? Because as I document in my movie Sabotage at sabotagethemovie.com, it was the Islamists that were responsible for kidnapping black Americans and bringing them to the slave ships to bring them to America. So why not get rid of every mosque in America, since there would have really not been slavery in America had it been for the Islamists? Oh, and by the way, if we're going to get rid of everything tied back to slavery, let's get rid of the Democrat Party, because they were the party of slavery. They were the party of Jim Crow laws. They were the party that was standing against ending slavery. So isn't that interesting? They want to tear down statues of Robert E. Lee, who, by the way, has started to turn his whole position on the issue of slavery. They want to turn away from Robert E. Lee. They want to turn away from Jefferson or Washington, even now talk of tearing down the Jefferson Memorial and the Washington Monument, but they don't want to touch their racist KKK background and laws and people in history. Why? This is about deconstructionism. It's about propaganda. It's about lying and trying to convince you that it's only the Judeo-Christian free market people that are the racist, that the socialists and Democrats and Marxists are for the people and have always been as pure as the wind-driven snow. Well, we know what party freed the slaves, the Republican Party.
That's right.
So when they say number four, systems of revolutionary justice will be determined by those who are oppressed, they mean the socialists. They think they're being oppressed by the capitalist. Six, there'll be no government, no person or group will have power over another. Seven, so you're talking about anarchy. Seven, communities will make decisions about how they live. So there's your community-based councils we talk about. And we'll make sure that everyone has what they need to live a dignified life. Eight, land is not property. It's alive, communal, and must be protected. So kiss private property goodbye. Alongside international comrades, we will destroy all borders for the free movement of people everywhere. And 10, militant networks. Look at that. Militant networks will defend our revolutionary communities. Liberation begins where America dies. So there you go, Doug. And look at the next slide. Why do I think Bill Ayers wrote this document? Because on his own website, he has an article entitled Burn Down the Plantation. Huh, what is this called? Burn Down the American Plantation. Bill Ayers of the Weather Underground, who married Bernadine Dorn. Bill Ayers, listen now, Bill Ayers, whose Barack Obama got his start in his living room to get his political career going. Bill Ayers' wife, Bernadine Dorn, who worked with Michelle Obama at a law firm. Okay, I think Bill Ayers wrote this document. But if you go a few slides forward, let's see, you'll see a Daily Mail exclusive. U.S. left-wing groups traveled to Germany for the G20 summit last year to meet with al-Qaeda and ISIS leaders and plot the destruction of President Trump. Secret FBI investigation reveals. What did the report say? Next slide. Best-selling author Edward Klein is set to release his latest book, All Out War. Now, by the way, we reported on this before Klein's report. We got word of this from one of our sources and reported on this before Klein's book, and then Klein's book came out and just validated back in 2017 what we were reporting, which is that these anarchist Antifa groups were going overseas for bombing training, explosive training, Molotov cocktail training, different things that they can use, including seeking out chemical weapons. Now, purportedly, the good guys in the FBI went over there, monitored this, and wrote a report and discovered that there was collusion between American anarchists and ISIS and al-Qaeda, according to the Daily Mail and Ed Klein. Quote, this is what the FBI report said, Doug. Quote, this is the greatest challenge to law enforcement since Weather Underground and the Black Panther Party, the FBI report declared. There was also evidence that there are three key leaders of an Oakland group that met in Hamburg with leader of al-Qaeda. The foreign terrorists were helping them acquire the weapons they are seeking, primarily bomb-making equipment and toxic chemicals and gases. So what am I saying? I believe we're going to start seeing Weather Underground-type bombings. I wouldn't doubt we don't see political assassinations. You might even see the kidnapping of certain conservative talk show hosts or military people or National Guard to hold as ransom for a prison exchange, because they talk an awful lot in their documents about some of their comrades who are now in federal prison and state prison. They talk about them as being political prisoners. Next slide with the Daily Mail says, one of the men from Oakland traveled to Syria to meet with ISIS. The purpose was for training and tactics, but was thought to be primarily a bonding visit to discuss possible massive disruptive attacks in the U.S. Is that what's happening now? Now, this was back in 2017. The FBI report. Look what's happening in 2020. So here's the question, Doug. Were these people that were overseas, and by the way, if you go to the next slide, what do we find out? They knew who these people were. While in Hamburg, several of the Oakland-based criminals were photographed throwing Molotov cocktails and wielding iron bars, which have been their weapons of choice, though they're almost certainly on the verge of upping the caliber of their weaponry for use in the U.S. Quote, this is the FBI report, despite having their faces covered by masks, they were positively identified. This group and their connections with the radical Islamic groups must be disrupted and destroyed. All right, so this is a red-green axis. These are communist Islamic groups working with these anarchists and communists who from America went over there. Now, if they were positively identified, who are they? Have they been prosecuted? Have they been monitored? why was this allowed to happen? If they knew this in 2017, why was this allowed to happen in 2020? I'll tell you. The next slide, quote, make some sort of common cause with Americans who are determined to commit violence against the U.S. makes them potentially very useful to radical Islam. And so, you know, what's very interesting, if you go back to the one slide before, while in Hamburg, Cyril of the Oakland Criminals, look to the far right where it says Getty Images. What's it say under that guy's picture? The FBI field report was delivered to acting director Andrew McCabe in July of 2017. Now, in July of 2017, most of us would not have known the name of Andrew McCabe. Today, I think we pretty much know he's a dirty, filthy cop, right? So if he was the acting director who got this report from the good FBI agents who did this report, and he got it, Doug, do you think he threw it in a desk drawer and said, this will be fun to watch? Or do you think he dropped it on the desk of President Trump and said, this is a group of people who are going overseas for training to disrupt and destroy your presidency and to disrupt America? We might want to shut this thing down. What do you think? Threw it in a desk drawer and ignored it?
Yeah.
Or delivered it to Trump? Which I contend the deep state, Doug, is involved in what you're seeing. They knew it was coming, and the FBI knew it was coming. And I contend, unless they can prove to me otherwise, they did nothing to stop it. Probably some good guys doing the report, gave it over to McCabe. He threw it in a desk drawer. Nothing happened. What say you?
You know, I've seen the same thing happen here personally with investigations I did with respect to the trading compounds here. Before the ink was dry, I had Sheikh Mubarak Ali Jalani, for example. Before the ink was dry in my reports about Islamberg, the FBI knew and, in fact, did all they could in terms of damage control with respect to the training camps. So there's this element there within the FBI, and I believe McCabe, of course, is one of the top echelon leaders of this that you know, are will do anything against the Republic as long as it advances that Muslim Marxist agenda and, you know, serves their master. In this case, I believe it to be Obama and his crew. But that's just my findings, and that's what I'm looking at. So I and by the way, you had mentioned this. I just want to punch this home, too. You know, you're the fourth person doing this research who stated two points. Number one, the kidnapping of influential conservative talk show hosts. You're number four.
Wow, really?
You're number four.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, by the way, let me just say, I've not heard anyone else say that. So I'm not listening to someone else who said that. I did not know anyone else was saying that, which, again, I think gives credibility to what I'm saying.
It does.
From a common sense standpoint, other people independently of me are saying the same thing. So, and the only reason I came to that conclusion, Doug, is because they keep talking about their people in prison as political prisoners. And if you're in war and you see your people as political prisoners, then you want a prison swap. Well, how do you get a prisoner swap?
Now, and that's the second half of this as well. You are the only one, however, who matched it to the prison swap and also at the periphery looking at attacking families in suburban areas or waging war in opening the war zone into suburbia. So and killing people.
Do you want to know why they're going after people in the suburbs?
Go ahead.
Let's see. Let me tell you what slide to go to. Go to slide number, let's see. Okay, go to slide. It's somewhere in here if your guy can find it. But it talks about – I'll find it here. Let's see. Okay, here we go. Go to slide number 48. Go to slide number 48, okay? Yep. This is coming out of this report right here, all right, which we think was written by Bill Ayers. And if it wasn't written by Bill Ayers, you ought to come out and say so. Whoever wrote it has probably a college degree at the very least, most likely a postgraduate degree. Because if you read it, it's so perfectly written, perfect grammar, perfect formatting, footnotes, bibliography, history, talks a lot about the Weather Underground and the Black Panthers in here. A lot of stuff very similar to what we heard from Bill Ayers. But in this report, they write this, slide 48 in the ones I sent you. The normalcy of terror is the current political situation in the U.S. Depending on the fairness of their skin colors, citizens are regularly deputized, whether as jurors, snitches, and police, to ensure the black populace doesn't get out of line and indeed remains on the plantation. As Wilderson observed, this is one of their neo-Marxist theorists, white citizens, quote, are not simply protected by the police. They are, in their very corporal reality, the police, end quote. So, Doug, the reason they want to go to the suburbs is a couple reasons. Number one, they see the police, the middle class, the suburbs, the middle class, as an extension of the police. They're the ones that are sometimes deputized. They sit on juries. They're snitches, as they say, and they support the police largely. So your middle class are seen as an extension of the police, so we must attack them as well. We attack them, attack their businesses. So now you're going after the free market people, the capitalist, the bourgeoisie, the property owners, right? So they're an extension of the police, so go after them. The second reason they're going after them is in order to get them to agree to their terms. This is a shakedown. This is extortion. Oh, you don't want us to burn down your homes and your community and your business. Then agree to our demands. And what we have going on here, Doug, is what we talked about extensively in my documentary from 2018 called Sabotage, which was called subtitled How the Islamist Marxists and Their Useful Idiots Are Destroying America from Within. 2018, it came out.
Yep,
we talked all about Antifa. We talk about all the pressure from above and pressure from below. That was 2018. They can watch a whole hour for free and order it at sabotagethemovie.com. Sabotagethemovie.com. 2018. December 2019, as you know, this one is 6 hours. This one is 8.5 hours. This one was titled Siege, subtitled The Clear and Present Dangers Pushing America to the Brink of a Marxist Islamic Revolution. Wait a minute. Are we seeing that? Are we seeing that people from Oakland, California, anarchist, Antifa types are going overseas or training from Islamists? Yeah, that's your Marxist Islamic Revolution. And then civil war. Are we seeing that? Yeah. And then World War III and globalism. By the way, let's not miss out on the fact that there are a lot of training exercises going on with China and America and other people as they apparently are preparing for war. But notice we told people in our 8.5 hour documentary from 2019, December 2019, that we were in a civil war, that there was a Marxist Islamic revolution going. They can watch a whole hour of this at siegethemovie.com. Now, why do I say this is a shakedown? They go into the suburbs, they go into the places and they burn their businesses and their houses. And then they say, if you want us to restore order, give us our demands. What will their demands be? Socialism. And now you have the founder of Black Entertainment TV coming out calling for $14 trillion in reparations. Wait a minute. Why do we need reparations? What did you have to do with slavery? What did I have to do with slavery? What did my parents or grandparents have to do with slavery or great-grandparents? Nothing. Well, what about all the white families who lost relatives fighting in the Civil War? I mean, what about the blacks? By the way, in this movie Sabotage at sabotagethemovie.com, I show you a black historian Democrat who tells you about the black slave owners in the South, some of them big slave owners. What are they doing about that? But here's this former head of BET, born in 1946 in Mississippi. Came up from Mississippi, supposed to be the headquarters for racism, right? He's born in 1946 in Mississippi, grows up, starts Black Entertainment TV, and now has a net worth of I read $600 million. It may be higher, but I read $600 million. Why all of a sudden does he think nobody else can make it? He did. But he wants $14 trillion in reparations. What do we mean? What are we talking about here? We're talking about redistribution of wealth. So this is a shakedown. This is extortion. We're going to burn it down to agree to our Marxist revolution. And they have to destroy the middle class. So you have a pressure from above and pressure from below. The pressure from above is coming from the treasonous behavior, I believe, of people like the Attorney General of Minnesota, Keith Ellison. We have a slide here of him holding the book Antifa that he tweeted out a few years ago and says at Moon Place Palace Books, I just found the book that strikes fear in the heart of at real Donald Trump, Antifa, the anti-fascist handbook. By fascist, by the way, they mean capitalist free market people. And so here he is now, the Attorney General of Minnesota, putting out a tweet in 2018 about Antifa. Muslim Brotherhood, according to Jihad Watch, paid for him to go overseas and take his spiritual pilgrimage to Mecca, Muslim Brotherhood. So there's your red-green axis again, the Marxist and the Islamist. Now, what is he doing? He's giving press conferences a few weeks ago saying, we've heard you, we're going to make the change. We've heard you, we see you burning everything down and looting and rioting. We've heard you, we're now going to bring the change. In other words, we're going to reward your bad behavior. Pressure from above, pressure from below. Thugs who've made it into political office, by the way, the governor of Minnesota was trained at the Marxist Wellstone Institute. So you got your Marxist, neo-Marxist agitators, community organizers. By the way, the mayor of Minneapolis is a white community organizer and the model of Barack Hussein Obama. The mayor of Minneapolis is a white Barack Obama, trained attorney, trained community organizer. Okay? So you have your street thugs that have made it up, I believe, to the top, putting the pressures and giving wink, wink, nod, nod. Well, don't do that, little boys and girls. Oh, we've heard your we've heard your cries. We're going to bring the change. We're going to reward them. So pressure from above, pressure from below. Who's getting squeezed in the middle, Doug?
We are.
The middle class,
yeah.
Law-abiding people. And what are they going to eventually say?
Enough is enough. That's right.
What do you want?
That's right. And to what extent, Brendan, have you found that the previous regime, the Barry Satoru, to what extent have you found that he is playing in this? Is he one of the field marshals, or is he more of a general calling the shots?
Well, I don't really know, but I do think his deep state that he put into power for 8 years. I mean, we just showed Andrew McCabe got this report, according to Ed Klein in Daily Mail. What did he do with this report saying that these guys were being trained overseas and were going to try to disrupt the country and destroy President Trump? What did they do? Well, how did they get there? So Barack Obama helped to flood the intelligence agencies for 8 years. No telling how he prepared the battleground. Many of my friends in the military and intelligence arena say what scares them the most is we don't know who's here, Doug. The walls were down for 8 years. Their hands were tied. The battlefield was prepared by Barack Obama. So whether he's doing anything now or not doesn't really matter. He set everything up with his open border policy, with his filling the deep state with these people. He prepared what we're seeing today. He set it in motion. All he has to do is sit back and watch the chain reaction of what he started, I believe. I mean, would you agree with that?
100%. Absolutely. And on a smaller scale, I believe an exemplar would be what we're seeing happen in Seattle, you know, with this autonomous zone and specifically how the reactions of the local government, specifically the mayors, and in some cases the governors, so, yes, I 100% agree with exactly what you're saying.
And when you have police taking a knee for these protesters, and I'm seeing police officers, they would never do that. I had one of them text me the other day, said, they can have my badge. Yeah. They can have my badge before I ever kneel to this.
Right.
But I saw one black officer say, I only kneel to God. Some, I guess, Antifa thugs were asking him to kneel, and he said, I only kneel to God. But you've got these white people who are so upset about their white privilege and their white guilt, they're literally kneeling and apologizing for their white privilege. Well, again, we knew this was coming. In 2018, I wrote a book called Marxianity, 300 pages, and it was called How the Evangelical Deep State, because guess what? We have leaders of the Southern Baptist Convention, the largest Protestant denomination in America. We have other denominational leaders jumping in on this. So this is the Marxianity I was warning about, how the evangelical deep state and their useful idiots are merging Marxism and Christianity through social justice, white privilege, cultural Marxism, illegal immigration, interfaith dialogue, and more. So now these white folks are taking a knee to apologize for their white privilege and that they're inherently racist, and even if they don't know it, they're racist. So you got to take a knee. Well, when police or National Guard are taking a knee, they are sending a message to who's really behind a lot of this, which are communist groups internationally as well as nationally. Much of this, I believe, according to TV shows we've done with Trevor Loudon at WVWTV.com, as in Worldview Weekend, WVWTV.com, radio shows and TV shows we've done with Trevor Loudon, he says this is coming largely from Maoist front groups, Chinese Maoist front groups like Freedom Roads. Okay? So this is being orchestrated by China. Doug, they brought us the coronavirus, okay? And they destroyed our economy with the coronavirus. Then China came along and I believe helped orchestrate and carry out the burning and looting and rioting in our cities. The question, Doug, is what is next? Today is only what, June 12th? Is it June 12th today, Doug?
It is June 12th today. That's correct.
We've got June, July, August, September, October, November. So we've got almost 5 months to the election, a little less than 5 months to the election. If this is what has happened so far, what do you think is coming?
It's a great question.
What do you think here's what I'm looking for. Political assassinations. I hope not, but I'm worried about that. Political kidnappings, explosives, bombings. We already know from this report that they were looking for chemicals. So are we going to see that? How about this? Cyber hacking. How about our banks? How about Wall Street? Kind of hard for your economy to do well if they keep hitting and bringing down your trading floor. And yet we know even liberal Ted Koppel wrote an excellent book a few years ago called Lights Out. And again, this is not some right-wing conspiracy theorist, Ted Koppel. He wrote a book called Lights Out, warning about the dangers of an EMP, the dangers of cyber hacking, the dangers of attacking our banks and the Wall Street floors, trading floors. So what about that? By the way, we know Russia and China have already hacked into America's power grid. Our own government finally has admitted that. So what if they were to pass that off to, let's say, some of these anarchists and let them do it so they can have plausible deniability? So we're living in a very dangerous time. But Doug, the day after Trump was elected on my radio show, if you can go back to the archive, I said America was entering the most dangerous time in modern day American history with the election of Trump. Not because of Trump, but because of what Trump stands for. Trump. And if President Trump moves forward, they are not going to give up the ground they gained in 8 years, the Marxist, the Islamist, the globalist. And it's going to be a war. We are involved in a civil war. We're involved in the attempt of a Marxist revolution in America right now. This is not about George Floyd. I don't agree with what happened to him. I think it was murder. I don't care if he had drugs in his system. I don't care what his criminal background is. I care, but that's irrelevant to putting a knee in his neck for 8 minutes till he dies. And I think that's what happened. So I you cannot justify four guys doing that, particularly when one reportedly said, can we roll him over on his side? So this was just one of many opportunities they had. They were waiting. I mean, sadly, this kind of thing happens regularly. We know this kind of thing happens regularly. We see it on video. We see police officers on video doing things they should not be doing. So it's just a matter of waiting. And this was the perfect one for them because of the fact that even conservatives agree this should not have happened. But this is not about George Floyd. This is about exploiting racism for a narrative, quote, racism. And if you go to page 42 of the slide from this manual, Burn Down the American Plantation, slide 42, they state the state in complicity with white supremacist organizations. And what do they mean by that? White supremacist organizations, churches, conservative groups, conservative radio, the Hagman Report. You are a free market, conservative, Judeo-Christian worldview guy by very nature, and you're white. So by nature, you're a white supremacist. You're a fascist, according to their definitions, right?
Right.
And you're in complicity with the state. Why? Because you work with law and order. You come out of the law background. You yourself, as a detective, come out of the policing and law field and working with the courts. So you particularly are, Doug Hagman, complicit with the state. You are a white supremacist, according to them, because you are a conservative Christian worldview guy. And therefore, the document says that we have done everything in our capacity to ensure that the relations of slavery were entrenched in U.S. political, social, and economic life. Now, by slavery, again, what do they mean? The free market system. It's holding people in bondage. You have the proletariat, the workers, versus the bourgeoisie, the property owners, and we have enslaved people. We've enslaved people in marriage. We've enslaved people by making them work. Their value is based on how much they make and what they do versus the fact that they're just human. So they shouldn't be defined by their work or their success or lack thereof. That's a form of slavery if you read their documents. I mean, it's typical Karl Marx 101. But what they're doing, Doug, is they are working to convince the American people that the whole system has to be restructured. And if it's not restructured, they're going to keep burning it down and rioting until we comply. So this is going to probably get much worse before it gets better, no doubt about it. And if you want to talk, that'll allow me to move into the next room real quick and get the plug for my computer before it dies.
Sure. Go ahead. Folks, I'm talking to Brandon House. I've got to tell you, have you seen, I mean, just the amount of information you've heard already. A couple of things for you to know. WVWTV.com. That is WVWTV.com. That, of course, bookmark that website, but also worldviewreport.com. There it is on your screen. You want an alternative, the conservative worldwide alternative to Drudge? There it is, worldviewreport.com. Now, I know there are others out there, but I will say this. This is more, to me, at a deeper level. These are not sound bites. They're just mere repetition of headlines. These are the stories that matter, the information that matters. That is worldviewreport.com. And, of course, two great documentaries. I mean, wow, I can't just say. There's not enough I can say about sabotagethemovie.com. I think that's 2 years, 3 years old, and siegethemovie.com last year. Siege of the Movie, I think I've watched two or three different times, different parts probably five, six times, as many as that. And it's just a fabulous documentary. And Mark Cianity, his book, Brandon House's book. So he's been very, very busy, and I appreciate his time. Are you back? Plugged in?
Back.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you for that. If your producer, Eric, will go to slide 49, look at what we see in this report, slide 49. Again, It's called Burn Down the American Plantation. Anybody can get it and download it. They want you to and see what we're saying. It says the state is in a weaker position today than it has been in decades, and since the movement we go into action is up to us, the government invariably remains in a defensive position. Now, notice what they're saying. They're saying that the state's in a weaker position today. Are we in a weaker position after the coronavirus? Yes. Are we now in a defensive position? Yeah. The media has put us in a defensive position because the media is now portraying anyone that wants to stand up for law and order and the police and the military and President Trump and law and order as a racist. So they've got this video that they released. It's a tragic video of George Floyd, and they're using and exploiting it for a racist agenda. By the way, this is not new. In my TV shows, I show that this is what they were doing in the 1950s and the 60s with the Watts riots and other things. Former communists were saying that they were heavily involved. Again, former communists testifying before Congress said they were exploiting the whole race thing and hope that guerrilla warfare would break out on the streets of America. Now, this was back in the 60s, late 60s. This is what they're doing. And there was a black columnist that I quote in one of my TV shows named Lewis, and he was out of St. Louis. He said the reason certain cities have been chosen for rioting is because the population isn't educated enough to understand they're being used. So think about that. So do you have legitimate street protesters out there? Yeah, you have people who are saying, I don't like what happened to George Floyd, blah, blah, blah. Okay, they have the freedom to do that, freedom of speech, freedom of assembly. But what is being mixed in with them? International and national groups, communist groups, globalist groups, some, again, orchestration, I believe, by China. And they're exploiting these people with lies and propaganda. And why could you exploit them? Well, as the black columnist was saying back in the 60s, the certain cities were chosen because the population is too uneducated to know they're being used by these people to destroy their own cities. So America is now in a defensive position. We are weaker today, as their document calls for, and now we're in a defensive position. So weaken us and then target us. You go to the next slide, slide 50. As we fight for the abolition of the state and the abolition of slavery, and again, by slavery, they mean the free market system, we must still remain fluid and adapt to the current circumstances, but also retain this larger political purpose, one, self-defense. Now, see, they think, Doug, what they're doing right now is self-defense. They've been oppressed, and they're enslaved, and so they think they're in a self-defense mode, which is the heart of their revolutionary transformation. Two, primary unit of self-governments, the neighborhood council. Okay, again, this is where I say look out for the Islamist and Marxist and Black Panther Party to be your neighborhood councils and start overseeing things. You hear people talk about neighborhood policing?
Yep.
Neighborhood policing, that doesn't mean the cop walking on the neighborhood street like Barney Fife and Andy Griffith. This is neighborhood councils. That's what, and who's on the council? Your revolutionaries overseeing your police now. So what do you end up with? Black shirts or brown shirts or red shirts. I don't care what you call them. They'll be the thugs being used and overseen by the community organizers who are now in power. Your community organizers, mayors, city council, governors will oversee in these blue states with their neighborhood council people, giving it the appearance of street level, just like the Soviet Union, where you had your local communist leader overseeing your police. And what kind of police do you think they'll hire? Three, conflict resolution. Let me tell you what their idea of conflict revolution is. Conflict resolution and revolutionary justice is what they're calling for. Revolutionary justice is a bullet to the head, but according to them. But conflict revolution to them, Doug, is create the conflict and then say, if you want a resolution, cough it up, meet our demands, do what we tell you to do. That's their idea of conflict revolution. Four, towards the abolition of gender. Again, I heard a conservative talk show host the other night saying, why is the LGBTQ community all up in this? What does gender have to do with it? It's about deconstructionism. It's about deconstructing everything, including the family, sexuality, and the nucleus of the family, which is the incubator for passing on the values that maintain a constitutional republic. This is typical Marxism 101. This is what I discuss in my movie Siege at siegethemovie.com. It is called dialectical materialism. Now, I know that's a big word, dialectical materialism. We've already discussed the Hegelian dialectic process. It's about opposites colliding. So it's about conflict, 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 opposites colliding, dialectical materialism. And what it means really simply is this, Doug. Attack the existing morality of the culture, as Herbert Marcuse of the Marxist Frankfurt School said. Attack the existing morality of the culture. Is that what they've been doing? The culture war for years? Yes. Once you change the values of the culture and the kids through our educational system, they will take to the streets. And what will they demand, Doug? A revolution.
Yes.
The end of our government as we know it. The end of our constitutional republic. All they had to do, Doug, was change their values in the area of sexuality. Oh, marriage, that's a bourgeoisie institution. That is a white man. That is a created, that is a false narrative created by the white Judeo-Christian to enslave women to keep their home, make their meal, wash their clothes, and have their children a free slave, but they're called a wife. That marriage is a construct. And so this is their narrative. To destroy everything in the area of family, law, science, economics, history. Teach this political correctness and cultural Marxism generation to generation to generation. And then eventually, through dialectical materialism, this constant conflict, what do they want? They want a whole new system.
Right.
So now that we're getting it, this is pure Marxism. That's their conflict resolution. So that's why, number four, they're for the abolition of gender. That's a construct of the capitalist, and then ownership through the use of cooperative economy and exploration. What does that mean? Give it back. Notice again the next slide, slide 51. We talk about fascist right-wing militias and the state forces.
Yep.
By fascists, again, they mean you and me. In this movie, Siege, and in this book, Marxianity, I explain how in the 1950s there was a book written about the masculine male. And the authoritarian personality, it was called. The authoritarian personality. And the authoritarian personality, they called a fascist. And they actually had a test called the F-scale test. If you believe in God, absolute truth, if you have such strong convictions, Doug, that certain things are off the table, they're not even open for discussion, then guess what? You're a fascist.
That's
by their
right.
definition. And so Trump is a fascist, you're a fascist, I'm a fascist, because we believe in God, absolute truth, certain things are off the table, not even open for discussion. And let me say this too. When you do this chaos, and then you come to the table and have a conversation with them, you are validating their cause. You're validating their cause. Because now you're coming to the table with revolutionaries, Islamist, Marxist, Antifa, thugs, and you're going to have a meeting, a round table. You know what you just did? You just said that there is some legitimacy to what they are rioting and burning things down over.
Exactly.
So we will fall right into the trap if we think we can take a knee to them, surrender to them. And by the way, when your military and police are doing this, they're saying to China, whether they know or not, come on in, have a land invasion, take over, we won't resist. There is a soft military coup going on with Donald Trump right now.
Yes.
When you have former generals and current generals, and he should fire the current Secretary of Defense. What a pansy. That is insubordination. He should be fired. Many presidents have used this Insurrection Act. Many. But not, no, Donald Trump can't. Everybody else can, but not Donald Trump. This is a soft military coup. These cowards, these pansies, they are saying to China, come in for a military invasion. We won't do anything about it. That's what I think they're saying. And by the way, former KGB, as we discussed in our film Siege at siegethemovie.com, former KGB officers who then flipped have given testimony that there has been a deal between China and Russia for years, that Russia can have Alaska and that China can have the lower 48. They got 1.5 billion people. They need land. And like communism, what would they love? To enslave us. What did Lenin say in 1924? We'll take Eastern Europe, then we'll take Asia, then we will surround the United States, and we will collapse it from within. As I detail my movie Siege at siegethemovie.com. Are we surrounded? Yes. Even the head of Southcom, Southern Command, admits that China is all through Central America. Military bases, military technology, launch sites, satellite, listening things, dual technology, they're right in our backyard. Why? Well, long-term goal, years ago, former KGB officers said they want to take the lower 48. Well, I can say that many of our police and military are taking a knee and saying to China, you want to take over the U.S.? Come on in. I mean, we could spend hours going through this, Doug. But people, the American people better realize we are in a revolution, attempted revolution, and a civil war. And you know what's interesting? This came out in December 2019 predicting all this.
Yes.
Why? Because I read their documents like this. So if they want to watch an hour of it, and we still have to get into the EMP and cyber hacking and the largest military exercise, Vostok 18 between Russia and China, the largest military exercise in world history in 2018, was over 36,000 tanks, which practiced a nuclear strike on NATO and America. So again, siegethemovie.com. But Doug, you and I have been warning what's happening. Doug, what you do is hard. I want to encourage you to stay in the fight. Don't be discouraged. People need this information. We don't get up every day and do this because we just love wallowing in this trash. We do it because we love our country, our families, our fellow Americans. We love right. We love truth. We love justice. And it is better to perish than to live as slaves, as Winston Churchill said. So I want to encourage you to hang in there, because without this outlet, how would people know this stuff? Without this, Doug, people would get up every day and have no reason, logic, or context. And one way people are able to make it through this insanity is for someone to explain what's happening, so they don't say, I thought I was crazy. I'm the only one in my family and friends that sees this. Well, wait a minute, I just tuned in the Hagman Report and they explained it to me. No, I'm not crazy. That encourages them. You give them context. Then you give them proactive measures. Let me just quickly say, because I know we're running out of time. We've been flooded with thank you notes, emails, and texts from our listeners saying, thank you for telling us to buy freeze-dried food. I know you were being mocked as a doomsday or an end-of-the-world guy for telling people to buy freeze-dried food several years ago because you knew what was coming. And guess what then happened? The coronavirus, and meat's not in the store. Campbell's soup is not in the store. But guess what? We knew we had supplies. So guess what happens when you're prepared? It takes away some of the fear and anxiety. When you are prepared and when you understand what's happening, you can diminish people's fear and anxiety. So it's vital that people like you stay on the air, because we are helping people make it through their daily life by showing them proactively how to respond, giving them the context. And when they have that information, it decreases the fear and they can go about their life, at least in some normalcy. Would you agree with that, Doug?
You know, I do. And I want to thank you so much for the words of encouragement, because it does validate what we're doing, what I'm doing, what you're doing. You've done quite a bit of heavy lifting, I'll say that, with respect to your research, your production. By the way, the top quality production on Siege as well as Sabotage. Sabotage, I really have a really love for that documentary, Sabotage. I mean, that to me struck home. But Siege as well, man, a lot of great information in there. I hope you come back for an extended period. We need to talk for two, three, 4 days, you know, perhaps in a row to the extent that your schedule permits, because this is so important. In the meantime, people can get a hold of you through your website, right?
It's just daily that we keep uncovering stuff. So who knows what we'll uncover tomorrow, right?
Exactly. Exactly. So if somebody wants to get a hold of you, your email is posted on your website or no? There's a reason I have to ask. Okay.
Yep. All there. I just encourage them to go to WVWTV.com. You'll find our store, all that material, our books, DVDs, everything. WVWTV.com. There it is. And then you can see our store there and resources, but lots and lots and lots of free material. And let people know about the new alternative to Drudge. Drudge, it's a new alternative is worldviewreport.com.
Man,
worldviewreport.com.
I am
the alternative to Drudge.
Yes, I'm going to be promoting the heck out of that. And I want to thank you for putting the investment in that. Thank you. That's really great.
Thank you. No, thank you.
All right.
Brent, as always, thanks for having me, Doug. Thank you, brother.
Thank you, sir. God bless you. We'll be talking with you. Folks,
thank you, brother.
Wow, how great is that? Brandon House, Worldview Weekend, WVWTV.com, Worldview Weekend. But the alternative to Drudge, WorldviewReport.com. We have a lot to be thankful for right now. Brandon House, of course, big time. Folks, we're going to be right back. Stay right where you're at.
Mainstream media won't. You're listening to the Hagman and Hagman Report on the Global Star Radio Network.
And welcome to Hagman. It is the Hagman Report for today. It's Friday, the 12th day of June, 2020. The Hagman Report, where truth can't be silenced. Before I get to my guest, HagmanStore.com. You want some great tasting coffee? You want some gourmet coffee? Whole bean, ground, or K-cups? This is it. HagmanStore.com. Folks, I would urge you to go there. Detective's Choice. Oh, that's hyper-caffeinated. Good in any form. And you can chew on the beans if you like, but it's hyper-caffeinated Texas Choice coffee. That's my go-to coffee. We have Patriot and Revolution blends as well. That's HagmanStore.com. Proceeds of your purchases go to, that's for Child Rescue, Shatter the Darkness, their investigative unit, Boots on the Ground, saving children, as well as others, human sex trafficking. I'm telling you right now. It's a great investment, or it's a great gift, in terms of, supporting us. And we put the proceeds toward those organizations as well. So also Wisconsin Christian News, folks, if you haven't done so already, Wisconsin Christian News, I happen to be in this last issue, new one coming out very shortly, but, I've got a column in there, Lessons from a Kidnapping. It's a true story. There it is right there, WisconsinChristianNews.com. Go there. Get the digital edition as well as the paper edition and pass them out. But while you're there, do us a favor. Donate, because the cost of the subscription, I don't even think covers the cost of printing and shipping. I don't know how they do it. It's very, very inexpensive. So they need our support. That's WisconsinChristianNews.com. And before I get to my guest, I just want to say thank you to my good friends, the Gill family, the Gills, from my home state. See this? This was a gift. This is actually, this was made in New York, Empire Pewter Manufacturing Company out of Amsterdam. And this is a replica of a, I believe this, is a replica, oh, looks very close, very similar to my 44 Magnum with an 8.5 inch barrel, the Model 29 Smith & Wesson, the gun that, Clint Eastwood as Dirty Harry made famous or infamous, as it were. All right. Austin Brower, healthmasters.com. That's healthmasters.com. Have you ordered from Healthmasters yet? If you haven't, do so. Please, folks, go to healthmasters.com. Look at the nutritional supplements they have. Ultimate Multiple. Man, does that work? Vitamins C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J. Now, all of the nutritional supplements. There you have it. Hagman Brower Healthy Immune Kit. Right now, that's important. Boost your immune system. The Ultimate Multiple Powder. That's Eric's favorite, I think. And different flavors, too, by the way. As well as the vitamin C caps with antioxidants. You cannot get any better products, nutraceutical or nutritional supplement products than this. Healthmasters.com. That's healthmasters.com. By the way, the coupon code is HR5 for 5% off non-sale items. And while you're there, check out the right-hand side. Ted and Austin Brower Show, live 5 days a week, Monday through Friday. That's from 3 to 4 p.m. That's Eastern time, the real time, as well as Sundays from 7 to 8. With that, Austin, how are you, sir?
Oh, I'm doing blessed, Doug. It's a fantastic day down here in Florida. How are you doing?
Great. It's a fantastic day up here in the Keystone State. We're about, 65. What are you, about 110?
Yeah, we're pushing the 90s today, you know, nice, you know, cool 95. So it's summer. Just one of those things. Yeah, it's summer already. It's been beyond summer. It's been raining last week or so, but good thing is we actually had a really nice winter. I guess you could call it winter. You know, we were down to like a frigid 50, 55, 60 for a while, so it was enjoyable.
I'm moving. I'm telling you. What am I doing up here shoveling snow in the winter, right? All right.
I don't know. Yeah. Come down here and hang out with us.
I, you know what? I'm going to do that and shoot a 50 caliber for a while. And fun. Yeah, let's do that. I'm going to just open it up to you because we're seeing so much insanity here. We've got the mayor of Seattle calling the CHAZ, the Capital Autonomous, what was that an acronym for? It doesn't matter. Oh, Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone.
Yeah.
CHAZ is saying that it's a peaceful expression of collective grief. What the hell is she talking about? She should be carried out in, she should be carried out in a straitjacket. Yeah, that's the alternative. That's what I was going to say. Uh-huh. So, what's on your mind? Where do you want to start? And you've had some great programs. Oh, my goodness, great programs of late. So they're all great, but especially of late.
Thank you. Really? Yeah, this week, you know, Ted and I have been really hammering down on research and just kind of looking at everything that's been going on and trying to figure out what all has been happening. And the crazy part about what we're seeing, like in Seattle, is the fact that it's utter lawlessness in this CHAZ area, whatever they want to call it. And now they've got this warlord up there that's running around. And now I saw an article today, I think Breitbart and somebody else posted it, discussing the aspect that now he's going around to businesses demanding they give him protection money. And I told Dad, I said, you know, what's ironic about this is this will continue to go on, obviously, until they stop it, until it goes into full-blown war zone anarchy, because at a certain point in time, you run out of money. The people that are there will run out of money. The people that are coming in will stop coming in. And this is almost turning into the Mad Max mentality is what it's doing. And, you know, for a small part of me, I just kind of want to be – I saw Candace Owens put some up the other day, and she was saying – she's like, listen, if these people really want to live in squalor and they want to rob each other as their gross domestic production is basically looting and robbing, they want to act like pirates and they want to basically run around and be able to pick any gender they want and pick any leader they want, we just need to give them a couple states, declare that those are those states, put a wall around them, tell them they're not allowed in the United States of America. It was really funny. And a part of me at first was kind of like, you know, as sad as it is, she's right. These people, a lot of these individuals don't know how to function in a civilized society. Majority of them are young. They've been coddled entirely too much their entire life. They truly think they're entitled to everything that they set eyes on. They have no idea how third world countries operate and how graphic and violent it gets in some areas. I remember when I was younger, we went on a cruise to the Mediterranean. Dad took me on there and I went with mom and I was, you know, teenager, and we went to a bunch of ports of call, including Egypt, you know, Africa. And it was interesting to me because, you know, as a young child, I grew up in Florida, especially Central Florida, which is very, you know, is a remote area. It's all orange groves around here, very conservative area. The rule of law is followed well. The sheriff's department's great. And as soon as we get off the boat, you know, they have about 15 Egyptian military police all loaded down with, you know, select fire AK-47, you know, full mag loadouts, the whole nine yards, standing there right when you get off the ship. And, you know, at first I thought it was the coolest thing. I'm like, oh, yeah, man, they got AKs. I already knew what AKs are. I was real big into Guzzy when I was younger. And I got photos with them, you know, and they were actually really nice for us because, I mean, we were, you know, the tourists bringing money into Egypt. And then we set off to go look at some stuff. And what we realized was real quick, and I realized real quick, is that Egypt and Africa, being a third world country, is not what you think it is in movies. And you see movies like, you know, The Mummy or other stuff like that as a kid, and you're like, oh, yeah. No, it's a very, very rough place to live. I mean, you drive around, there'd be just randomly, you know, a body laying on the sidewalk rotting. There's trash and debris everywhere. There is no any significant infrastructure. There's 2 and 3 foot deep potholes you can pretty much lose a whole car in if you're not careful. Nobody abides by any semblance of traffic laws. People run into each other and play bumper cars like they're at the circus. And, you know, you realize real quick what happens when you go into those realms and there's very little law and order. And that's what a lot of these people don't understand, is they've grown up in America, which is probably the greatest country in the world, and they've enjoyed the freedoms that we've had in this country. And now they're literally tearing apart our country by the seams, all in the efforts of anarchy, under defund police, under BLM headers, whatever they want to pick. But really what it comes down is they have no idea how to function a civilized society, and it's embarrassing. It's embarrassing that we've actually allowed and grown this level of population to be this ignorant and this disrespectful. Now, I'm not saying that certain areas of the country may not need some type of police reform and that some officers may need to be held to a higher accountability. I'm not disagreeing with that. A lot of areas around the country, they're great, but there are some. You know, I know Rand Paul put in a bill to get rid of the ability to do no-knock search warrants. I'm a big proponent of that. I don't think law enforcement needs to have the ability to show up to your front door at 3:30 a.m. in the morning and kick it down with a battering ram and not even announce their presence or who they are or what they're doing. They've used that excuse for decades under the war on drugs to say it's for their safety when they raid a drug house. The problem is we've seen that is massively overstepped into the realms of just basic civilians that may be, you know, under indictment or even just under a warrant of, oh, they, you know, they sold pot or they had something come in the mail. Something that was really trivial that, quite frankly, you probably could have picked them up going to work on a warrant instead of battering their door in at 3:30 a.m., shooting their dog, flashbanging the whole house, zip tying the entire family up and shoving a rifle in everybody's face. And that's generally the easy side of when that happens. Sometimes people get killed, and a lot of times they don't deserve to die because they weren't even doing anything, like the one RN that Rand Paul has basically been pushing for. So I get that aspect of what they're talking about. So less people think that I'm out here saying, you know, I'm pro-militarized police and I'm pro-police state. I'm not. I've been an active voice that's saying a lot of that stuff is completely unnecessary, and it really should have significant restrictions on it when they want to use stuff like that and justification. But on the other hand, too, what they're doing now, especially in Seattle and all over the country, all it does is personify the reason why we need more police on the streets when they act like this. And so this is honestly the playbook that we've seen the CIA and the Mossad activate in dozens of countries all over the world. When they want to do a regime change, when they're tired of something that's going on in the country, when they want to put in a puppet dictator, they do this exact playbook. It's chaos, and out of chaos comes a new world order, exactly what they have said they are perpetrating in our country right now. And, you know, I honestly, the research that I've been doing from all the way from the BLM, how it basically is being – the money that is being given to the BLM is being funneled through basically the blue donations that significantly gives money to Biden and Hillary and all these individuals now. We're finding out that, I mean, the entire BLM is a democratic socialist scam. There's nothing about it that actually is going to support black lives whatsoever. I mean, if they really want to support it, they would take all this money they're getting and they would reinvest it in basically black communities and better education systems or infrastructure, whatever they needed in those areas. But that's not the case, which tells me that we're being lied to grossly. And this is not a movement to even make police better trained or make police more accountable. This is simply a tactic that the CIA has used to do regime change. And that's what we're seeing now in this country. This is a regime change. They want to do everything they can to get Trump out of office. Now, Trump's done things I've massively agreed with and I've disagreed with. But regardless, one thing that Trump ran on, and he has still ran on, is that he's a nationalist. He's pro-America. He always has been. I think he grew up in this country and he respects this country. Has he done things like the bump stock ban that I've been massively disagreement of? Yes. But one thing that he has promoted is that America will never be a socialist country. This is America, and we're a nationalist country. And what they have done now is they've used his stance and his following and our support of that to demonize us by basically saying, this is what happens when you get a nationalist involved. This is what happens when you have somebody that's pro-America. He has to be thrown out because he's creating so much chaos, when in reality, none of this has to do with Trump. And then you have Biden, the only running individual that they have in place now, who blatantly, from you can look from a physiological and psychological standpoint from his speech patterns, he has dementia. I mean, he's coming. He's either has it or already has Alzheimer's. Whatever's going on with him, he has a severe mental disorder. And it's almost embarrassing to the extent when you watch him talk and you watch him do interviews and you're looking at him and you're going, dude, this is embarrassing. You've let this guy on TV. He can't even complete a thought. You know, he just rambles on from sentence to sentence and makes no valid point whatsoever. And my opinion and what they're going to do is he's already made a comment about this. He said, you know, I want whoever is my vice president pick, my VP pick, I want them to be ready to operate as president as soon as I'm elected. Well, pretty much what he's telling me is as soon as he's elected, he's going to be a puppet president even more than anything we've ever seen. He's probably going to sit back on the couch, take his dementia meds and just kind of do whatever, sign anything, operate anything, let them do whatever they want to turn this country into a full-blown leftist communist country. And that's something we can't have. And that's why we see social media platforms all over the place just belittling, fact-checking, shutting down, banning everything they can do to stop any type of true news. And what's ironic now, you know, as Bill Gates ran his mouth for 2 months, little bobblehead Fauci got on TV and ran his mouth for 2 months, and they basically all told us that they demand we stay in our homes. Basically, if you don't stay in your home and you don't do what you want to do, or, you know, do what you have to do to stop this, the curve's not going to stop, and many people are going to die, and you're basically killing people if you don't stay in your home and basically hunker in place. Well, now, have you heard Fauci or Bill Gates or any of those clowns get on national television and demonize or basically say that these protests are completely out of touch with COVID social distancing? No, not once. They haven't done anything. They're saying, oh, Fauci goes, oh, we're going to have another episode of it in the fall. Of course we are, because they want us to have another episode of it in the fall. We've already seen that the COVID death rate on it is minimal at best. It was 0.26, according to the CDC, of actual death rates. It's right above the flu. But again, the numbers and the facts don't matter because it pushed the narrative. They had to get something to change the narrative off us discussing Judy Malkovich's video, Plandemic. It was literally the most banned video we've ever seen pretty much in social media history. They wanted to get the fact out that Fauci was getting completely blasted on his involvement with the Chinese Wuhan lab and funding them with $3.7 million to operate and work on a COVID virus that was transferable from animals to humans. They didn't want to talk about any of that. They didn't want to talk about the fact that Operation Warp Speed's been put into place and that we have vaccine manufacturers chomping at the bits to tunes of tens of billions of dollars to produce 300 plus million vaccines by the end of the year, or the fact that we have all these contracts going out to these companies manufacturing syringes and needles. That was getting full-blown attention. And so what was the best thing to do now? Create chaos, completely change what was going on. And, you know, it's sad to me because I grew up in this country. I was born in this country, as were you. I've lived in this country. I've enjoyed this country. I've been prosperous in this country. I've hustled and I've worked and I've done everything I can. I've raised a family in this country. Heck, I'm building a house in this country. I'm proud of this country. And to see what's going on here is an utter embarrassment, Doug. And people have to start speaking their mind and stop capitulating to this New World Order ideology with this unbelievably violent, angry rhetoric that's being promoted by Black Lives Matter. Because what they're promoting is not any type of reform or anything. They're promoting black supremacy. I'm just going to call it what it is. Terry Crews, movie star actor. If you guys have ever seen him before, he used to be a big bodybuilder. He's played in a couple movies. He even did the Expendables film. He made a comment today. He posted on Twitter. I thought it was interesting. He said, defeating white supremacy without white people creates black supremacy. Equality is the truth. Like it or not, we are all in this together, and we all have to work together. Any black person that calls me a coon or an Uncle Tom for promoting equality is simply a black supremacist because they have determined who's black and who's not. And that's what we see BLM doing now. And, of course, Terry Crews is black. And that's what we see BLM doing now is they're blatantly demonizing anybody that's white for being white. At the same time, they're telling people racism is bad, this is bad, but they're promoting racism. And so going along with this and supporting this hateful rhetoric only encourages and inflames it. And so, and listeners to Doug Show, I'm encouraging you guys, our listeners, I've told you guys, don't support this. If you support police reform, if you support better, you know, quality police, increase their pay some. If you want police to be held more accountable, by all means, if you want to stop no-knock search warrants, I'm in support of a lot of this stuff. But this hateful rhetoric and having white people bend down and get on their knees and beg for forgiveness, there's nothing short of full-blown black supremacy racism backed in that, and it's not something you can sit there and promote and support and at the same time want a true free constitutional republic in this America, Doug. At least that's my opinion on it.
You know, your folks, Austin Brower, to me, if everyone in his age group thought, spoke, acted like Austin Brower, I don't think we would have the problems we have today, which is why I value his radio program along with his dad's, the father-son radio program, Ted and Austin Brower Show. Again, go to healthmasters.com. That's healthmasters.com. And while you're there, make sure you order right now the nutritional supplements you need, including and especially the Ultimate Multiple. HR5 is the coupon code. HR5 coupon code. Remember that. While you're listening to this, use another device, another, open another window perhaps. But if you're driving, when you get home, order from healthmasters.com. I'm telling you, it makes a big difference. But everything you said, Austin, and by the way, I know you touched on a lot of this week's programs, which are just fantastic, by the way. You know, I believe this started really in earnest when Hillary Clinton, obviously, her dream of becoming the coronation was taken from her. Their dreams were taken from her. You saw the reaction by the media. You saw the reaction by these lunatic leftists screaming at the sky. the designated heir for the office of the presidency was Hillary Clinton. But she was absolutely taken aback by this. But what I saw in retrospect now were the leftist leaders that we're seeing right now, very vocal on the events taking place today. They decided we the people, and especially white people, no longer mattered. That's what I saw. And I think what was set up during the 8 years under Obama that was to be continued by Hillary, I think now I think Valerie Jarrett said it at one point, there's going to be some payback. And I think that we're seeing this payback. Now, having said all of that as a preface, I got to ask you this. What do you think is going to happen next? Because COVID, whatever the Chinese Communist Party virus flu, and the response, which is still ongoing. Here in Pennsylvania, you got a communist numbnuts governor, Tom Wolf, and a nutless Dick Levine, now Rachel Levine. whatever it is. A master of health or whatever. Anyway, I don't even know where that got me off track, but what do you see happening next? Obviously these people are not going to stop. They're not satisfied. You said it yourself. I mean, they're all in, I think, or going all in.
Oh, I think that's exact.
There it is. This is our health and human services director, and if this person cannot decide, or being born a guy and having to have the plumbing removed or whatever, to me,
you take that photo down. I'm getting nauseous.
I'm going to tell you what. Look, you know, to me, that person's got no business telling me to wear a mask.
No.
Okay.
No. I need a shower. Thanks for that.
Yeah. Or as Eric says, yeesh. Yeah. All right. Yeesh. So
what's crazy about it, if you saw, I tried to put on the website. I was having issues with it earlier. The CDC put out a full blown, it was like 10 pages. I'll pull it up again real quick, see if I can get it on my phone. And discussing the fact that there's no, what we're reading to you right now, right here, this is from the World Health Organization, the WHO. They put this out June 5th, and it blatantly said it was like 5 pages discussing their new updates on masks. And it said, and I quote, "There is no specific evidence that suggests that the wearing of masks by the mass population has any potential benefit. In fact, there's some evidence to suggest the opposite in the misuse of wearing a mask properly or fitting it properly." That was the WHO executive director of health emergencies, Mike Ryan. And now what's interesting about this, they went on to say the benefits of the mask, though, do include helping the people feel like they're contributing to the stopping of the spread of the virus. So you now have the World Health Organization, who is literally flip-flop more time than a frog in the middle of the swamp, saying, this is one thing, this is another thing, this is one thing, this is another thing, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And now they're coming out saying the masks are basically useless. There's no evidence whatsoever scientifically that wearing a basic cotton mask stops you at all from contracting the COVID. The only thing they basically can say is that if you are extremely sick and you're coughing profusely, a N95 mask can help stop the spread and transmission of snot or cough droplets that may be contaminated with COVID. But that's with anything. You can put that with anything. So yeah, that's common sense. If you're coughing and hacking, if you put a t-shirt up in front of your face, you're going to stop a lot of that transmission. Same thing goes with a mask. But they said there's zero evidence whatsoever showing that wearing a mask prevents you from contracting the virus. Well, that being said, what happened to all the people that got arrested and got fined and got their businesses shut down and got hauled off to jail and got summons to appear in court for the last 2 months that didn't wear masks? Why is it now that people are running around the streets in the middle of protest with no masks on whatsoever and it's completely fine? They're just protesting. So personally, what I think is going on, Doug, I think that the COVID got so much backlash, especially with Dr. Judy Makovich with Plandemic and exposing Fauci for who he is. They had to change the narrative, and they had to try to weaken the United States more and more. Remember, if you look at any type of overthrow of a government, it's rarely one singular incident that is it does the overthrow. There's usually the multi-step process and multiple things, especially depending on how big the country is. Well, the United States of America is unbelievably big. It's unbelievably prosperous. It's unbelievably smart, and it is extremely well-armed. So best believe, it's not going to be one singular incident like a couple of babbling idiots that are running around spewing Black Lives Matter rhetoric, taking over Seattle, that are going to make the entire United States fall to its knees. It's not going to happen. It's never going to happen. These riots are minor in the whole stem of the population of the United States. That's why you have areas like Polk County, Florida, and our sheriff goes, no, absolutely not. Riots and looting is unacceptable. If you do that here, we are going to engage you with as much force as necessary. If you break into people's houses, I encourage my residents to blow them back out of the house with their guns. This is not a pity party down here. We're not having a party for you to come in and burn my house down. If you want to engage me, I'm going to engage you. It's kind of the mottage of, if you don't want to get stupid results, don't do stupid things. If you don't want to get hit in the face, don't hit people in the face. So respect people, leave communities alone, and everybody's good to go. And for some reason, that concept has eluded so many people now, and a lot of it, as you see, are the millennials, well, the real young millennials, and the Generation Zers, who, again, like I said at the beginning, think they're entitled to everything they lay their eyes on. So they now have this idea that there should be no law and order, that they can do whatever they want, and if law enforcement tells them not to do so, well, basically, F the cops, defund the cops, they're pigs, we're not going to listen to them, and that's what we're seeing here. But this isn't going to be the singular event that drops the United States down. The COVID, they're going to try to push back on mainstream media. Understand this, and you know this just as well as I do, I'm talking to the audience. The only reason why these riots are going as well they are, A, they're being very well funded and very well orchestrated by George Soros and other individuals, and B, they have a massive amount of media coverage. If all of a sudden the media said, we're not going to cover this across the board, I'm talking CNN, NBC, Fox, everybody said, we're not going to play footage. We're not going to repost anything. It's completely done. The riots are done. They should not be happening. And CNN came out and said, these riots are lunatics, rambling. They need to be stopped immediately. Law enforcement needs to quell them. I guarantee you within a matter of weeks, this crap would settle down. Guarantee you it would. Because they would not be getting any coverage. The media would not be supporting them. CNN blatantly encourages it. Blatantly encourages it. So what do? People go out and say, oh, man, CNN said it's cool. They're all right. They're CNN. I'm going to go run around and rob my neighborhood now because that makes sense. Let's burn down my supermarket and my store and the next day complain because I have no food to eat. My community's burned down. I mean, it takes a special moron to go run around and burn down their own community and then complain about their community being burned down the next day. A lot of people won't do that. So what do? They bring these provocateurs that are paid, and that's exactly what we're seeing as this has been done in so many countries over and over and over again. So to answer your question, I think the next thing they're going to do, they're going to phase out a lot of this rioting. They're going to change the narrative on it. They're going to come up with a couple of these cities. They're going to promote some stupid bill like we're going to defund law enforcement like Minneapolis is doing, which, quite frankly, if they want to do that, I'll sit back and watch that city burn because I've been to areas in third world countries that there's very little law enforcement. And it is not only scary in some cases, it's downright deadly. And you got to watch out who you even look at the wrong way. If that's what they want in these cities, enjoy it, man. I hope the residents that are good citizens come out, and they're going to turn their city into an ash heap, and that's going to be that. And then they're going to complain their cities are burned down and want money. It's sad, but that's how it goes. This is what they're going to do to push the narrative. COVID's not done. They put too much money, too much energy, too much publicity into COVID. They have to bring COVID back up. That's why Fauci's been rambling on for months that we're going to have another incident of COVID. So I think they're going to transition back out of these riots, back into COVID, because here's the thing. You don't have Moderna taking billions of dollars from the Fed and Johnson & Johnson and Merck and all these companies getting billions of dollars in grants to build these vaccines to store them in a refrigerator for the next 30 years and never use them. They're producing hundreds of millions of vaccines for a very specific reason, and they're RNA vaccines. They're very, very dangerous. They have never been approved for human usage, and I was one of the first people that kept screaming that from the rooftops as soon as they talked about releasing these vaccines. most people that I've talked to, now a lot of people know because I've been so vocal, but a lot of people had no idea what an RNA vaccine was. They didn't realize that it actually changes your DNA. And I've had scientific people come in and say, well, that's not technically true. You know, it doesn't actually completely alter your DNA permanently. It just, you know, it kind of makes your body produce this and rewrites it. And I'm like, if it's completely safe and it's completely okay, and they've never used it before in human trials, why in the world are they saying that they've never even approved it for human usage, yet they're fast-tracking it without any type of significant background? When we saw Moderna do their first trial, Robert F. Kennedy talked about it. They had 15 participants that took it, 15, three of which became so deathly ill it took medical intervention. That's 20% of the population, Doug, 20% out of a research case. If you actually took those numbers and applied them to the United States population, 330 million people, you'd be looking at roughly 65 million people would have such significant side effects from that vaccine, they'd have to have medical intervention. That's beyond what COVID has ever done and even could think about doing for years and years on end, much less a mass vaccine plan. So I think they're going to bring this COVID back out. They're going to do everything they can to try to discredit Trump. They're going to try to do everything they can to keep people from voting in the polls and do some type of digital poll or some type of mail-in poll or whatever they can do to manipulate it. We already saw that happen down here in Gillum in Florida when he was running against DeSantis. And all of a sudden, we're doing a recount. Oh, you know, we found another five cases of pallets in the middle of an alligator out in the Everest Lakes. We're going to submit those too because those are – you know what I mean? That's what they're going to do. They got to get Trump out of there and try to get Biden, the bumbling buffoon with Alzheimer's, in office. That's their goal, man.
Wow. Yeah, I'm sadly, I'm afraid you're correct on all fronts. I did have a question. It escapes me now, but, I guess the battle is going to be on all fronts is what you're saying. And, what do you think? Here's my question that I was going to ask you. I do remember it now. What do you think of what we're seeing with respect to the active military and retired military, their positions against President Trump as we see them coming out now? It's almost like a new narrative of forming. If you've ever seen, I'm sure you have seen tornadoes develop, you see a little stringers on each side. And sometimes the stringer tornado will overtake or get bigger than the initial one. And I'm looking at that, I'm thinking, man, you know, this to me has some capability of taking hold, at least of the optics and narrative, if you've got the military, past and present, in some cases or in some departments, saying, you know what, President Trump, no, not really, not a fan. More than that, he could actually destroy our country. I see that kind of developing as a narrative. And then along with that, maybe the invocation again or the attempted invocation of the application of the 25th Amendment as well. So, you know, or at least for a time, if not, you know, for an evaluation time. All of this, of course, to create a very negative optic against President Trump and this current administration. And regardless of what you think of him, I mean, just think about Hillary Clinton or think about Joe Biden or think about a Sanders. Yeah. You know, I mean, my goodness. Seems to be.
Well, I mean, what most people, if they've done their research, they've pretty much figured out now, and this is just pretty much fact, is, I mean, you get pretty much selected, not elected, when you're in the presidency. To even get to that level and get into that race, you pretty much have to have the nod from the bankers. Let's all just be clear about that. I mean, they say go, and they allow it to happen.
Agreed.
However, Hillary was supposed to be the main one. There's no question about that. I mean, she's still mad about it. She looks like this angry witch running around. She does interviews still about, you know, Russia took the thing from her. Like, this is embarrassing. You got to be the sorest loser of all time in America. Shut up. Nobody cares about you anymore. You're irrelevant. But she really was supposed to be the winner, in my opinion. Even the fact that Time Magazine had her as Madame President on the front of Time Magazine, the new 2016 President of the United States, and they produced all of them, had them on the newsstands, and she lost. And everybody goes, I want the Trump edition. We didn't print that. Oh, you didn't print that. Why was that? did Newsweek and all these magazines like Time get the nod before saying, hey, Hillary's going to be the one that wins. Here's the book. Print it off. This is what we saw. And so regarding the military, you know, all majority of all the active duty and retired military that I know are very big Trump supporters. Even if they're not Trump supporters as far as like huge rally supporters, they definitely support a lot of his cause and nationalism. The issue we've run into in the United States military, and I am not speaking for all the military because I have a lot of buddies still in the Corps and in the Army that are, I mean, they're warriors, they're gunfighters. What I am talking about is that Obama has intentionally tried to, I'm trying not to use profanity on the show, has softened up a lot of the military with promoting the transgender ideology, promoting the gay ideology, promoting just the whole basis of that and pushing it into the military. Obama was directly responsible for that. When he started to do that, and then we started to come out and say, hey, we're going to pay for transition therapy for dudes to get their appendages lopped off so they can pretend they're girls while they're in the military for taxpayer money, that was one of the most embarrassing things I've ever heard in my life. But that has been something that's been going on now for the last over a decade with Obama. You know, it still happened now because he put things into motion that could not be stopped in the military. Once you start allowing that to happen, it's very difficult just to stop it. You know, Trump stopped some of it, but in the long run, you know, the military still operate under their own authority, so to speak, unless there is some type of significant, you know, order directly from the president. But it's very difficult to do that once you start putting things into motion and you have people that are active duty. That being said, there is a huge faction, I think, of the military that is falling along with this socialist ideology, this communist ideology. And I also think some of our military has been infiltrated. I think they've been infiltrated by, you know, the communist regime from China. They've been infiltrated by a lot of these provocateurs, whether they're not Antifa. I think a lot of it has been involved in it now. And so we're going to see what's going to happen. Again, I can't speak for everybody, but I do know the military that I know are Trump supporters, and that's what I do know for a fact. So we'll see what's happened with that. And, you know, to go back to your original question when you were asking how this is going to go, and I want to kind of address this too because I've had a lot of people email me about this. America has a very short memory for some odd reason. It's just how it is. A lot of people have forgotten already about the food shortages and the toilet paper shortages just 5, 6, 7, 8 weeks ago in the United States when the whole COVID thing was happening. I personally think that what's going to start happening, especially when they pull the COVID card again and start forcing these, you know, machine companies, these butchers, these processors, all these individuals to stop producing meat again, I think we're going to see 2.0 of what we already saw, and it's going to be even worse because they're already on a backline of a lot of stuff. I mean, there is a huge shortage. One of my good friends that I've grown up with is the top warehouse general manager of Publix over in Lakeland, Florida. And he has said they are still triaging certain food groups and certain foods that come into the other Publixes. There's some Publixes that are trying to order all this stuff up and stockpile. He's like, no, you can't do that. We have to have enough food to give to the other Publixes. So what I think is going to happen in the fall, especially in wintertime, and there's no food being produced, and we already have horrible, debilitating crops that we had last year with all the rain. And it's a snowball effect. I think there's going to be a massive food shortage by the end of the year. And I think that's also going to promote and push the socialist communist agenda, because then people are going to start saying, we want food. We're hungry. Or they're going to say, I can't pay $15, $20, $25 for a pound of ground beef. I can't pay $30 for a bag of rice. We have to have some type of subsidies or some type of support. We've already seen the socialist ideology infiltrate the United States with the COVID bill, you know, the $2.2 trillion that they funded in, and hardly anybody got anything. It's $1,200. It's a joke. Majority of the money went to big corporations and banks. It was a complete and total banker bailout again. And then they pumped $4 trillion into the stock market, which shot it through the roof. It's keeping it afloat right now. So what I've encouraged a lot of people to do is I say, listen, don't have a short-term memory. Make sure you're stocked up on food. That's why we've been stockpiling the organic food buckets here at Health Masters from our manufacturer. We had a hard time getting them for the longest time. Yeah, but yeah, I want certified USDA organic food buckets.
Tell us about that. This is not enough time, or we don't spend a lot of time talking about your food products, okay? So tell us about your organic food buckets, if you don't mind, because I think people right now, they're looking for I don't want to say an alternative, but they're looking for a high quality, long-term storable food. You've got it. Tell us about it.
Well, yeah, I mean, just to keep it brief, you know, because I'm not even trying to promote my own stuff as much. You know, I mean, I want everybody to buy food, but no, the one thing I've done about this is, you know, when your immune system's compromised or you're heavily taxed or stressed and you're dealing with things that are going on, you want to have good quality nutrients. And I, you know, I have MREs stored. I always have. But the problem is, if you ever eat MREs long term, you feel kind of crappy on them after a while. There's no doubt about it. There's a lot of preservatives in them. They're not very healthy for you. They're great in a fast meal if you need something. But overall, you know, if there starts becoming food shortages, or not even huge, massive food shortages like, you know, the supermarkets are barren, but stuff starts going up to $15, $20, $30 for this and that, it's going to get expensive real quick to eat. And that's why I've encouraged people. I said, when you buy the organic food buckets, and we're one of the only ones that have made ready-to-go food buckets from the company that we work with that have ready-to-go. They're not in a five-bag, you know, five-pound bag or something, you know, of cashews or lentils. There's nothing wrong with those. They're great. But when you're trying to cook food, it's very difficult to open up a bag, reseal a bag, open up another bag, cook five or six different things while you're trying to eat, you know, make a meal. People want to eat. They want to eat, especially in an emergency. And so we started getting these buckets. We had a hardest time getting them back when all the COVID stuff started. We couldn't keep them in stock because everybody was ordering them. And now we've been able to stockpile them for a while. And the thing about them is, I told people go, well, you know, I don't need that many food buckets. My question is, if it's good enough food and it's certified organic and I'll eat it right now, which I've tried all of them, they're very good and you feel good on them still. If food goes up to $15, $20 a pound for ground beef and XXX, the rest go up, whatever you want to, you know, put a name on it, food, lentils, rice, beans, regardless, you know, you're going to want to be able to have some backup food, especially if finances get tight. And to me, I'm always a big planner. I like to be very well prepared and self-sufficient. And that's why even personally, I mean, I bought a bunch of food buckets for myself and I keep them stored in an undisclosed place because I want to make sure I have them for my family if I need them. So I encourage everybody, even if you don't want to buy them for me, fine, whatever. If you want to support Health Masters, it's not even a big deal, but at least get food. But I know these foods taste good. I've eaten them. I've tried them. They store good. They're good quality, very good quality, fully certified organic, and it's a decent calorie count for what they are per dollar. You can really sit on them for a while and use them for whatever you need because I'm telling you, Doug, the food, and I've been talking about it for years, and you can watch the dominoes falling now on the food production in the United States. It's going to reach a point to where that's how they're going to control us. Almost every single country that has fallen in the entire world in the history of time, that is one of the base things that occur that causes people to capitulate and be controlled, and in most cases, be disarmed, is food. When people get hungry, people get desperate. When people get desperate, they'll do anything, especially if they have kids to feed their kids. I never want to be in that position. I always want to be able to say, hey, you know what? I'm not going to submit to this. I'm going to stand strong. I'm going to fight. We're going to keep doing this. And so make sure, you know, you have some backups. Even if you're just getting canned beans from the store, please do so. Because fellow patriots, if you want to stand up and you want to fight, and it reaches that point in time where we have to resist this by any and all means, you have to have the calories to do so. You know, I used to compete in bodybuilding when I was younger. I mean, I used to go on a macro and micro level of calorie counting and looking at everything down to the gram. Don't do that anymore. I work out a couple times a week to stay really fit and athletic now. That's about it. You know, I don't try to stay big anymore. But one thing that you realize when you start really looking at your caloric intake and you're exercising a lot and you're training a lot is the amount of calories and food you have to eat to sustain your energy and your mental acuity and your muscle tissue. You know, sure, you can go on 1,000 calories a day in the middle of a survival scenario. Your mental acuity is going to go to crap. Your energy is going to be through the floor and you're going to hemorrhage muscle tissue if you're a full-size male very, very rapidly. That's not something that's sustainable long term, especially if you have to be strong in any type of emergency or combat, anything like that. You got to be aggressive and strong in the ability to do what you have to do and defend your family. So again, I just encourage everybody, get some food, whether or not you get it from Health Masters with organic food buckets or get it from your local grocery store, just get something. But, you know, right now we put it as free shipping, food buckets all over the country, free shipping in the 48 states. You can't get any better delivered to your door organic food that you can put in your closet for 25 years. And basically, as I like to say, set it and forget it, Doug.
Yeah, I do like your food line. I really do. I think it's one of the best, if not the best out there. And that's healthmasters.com, healthmasters.com. Please, folks, take this seriously because remember Napoleon, his adage that an army moves on its stomach. And of course, during the Second World War, what did we see? We saw that food became a weapon of war, which validated Napoleon's adage. There was a movie, just real quick, Food, Weapon of Conquest. That was the title. That was a 22-minute video or film at the time that came out back in 1941. It was a documentary film back in 1941. And it was really a very interesting movie. Looking back at it in retrospect, I think people would get a lot out of it. So if you can find that on YouTube, Food, the title is Food, Weapon of Conquest. It was a Canadian film, and I would urge everyone to see that if they can. But again, moving back to what you said, you're all organic food, no preservatives, no pesticides, none of that. It tastes good. And that's the thing too. People have got to understand, you know, you're not going to want to be eating cardboard in a bad situation. Yeah. So thank you. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was going to say it's adequate for morale. As far as if you have a family or you have a group or you have a fighting group, you have to have some type of variety. You know, beans and rice are great. I have stored in rice beans. I have a big variety of different foods. But, you know, eating beans and rice by themselves after a while, like you said, gets real monotonous and you lose morale, which is not something that's beneficial, especially if you have a resistance that you're trying to maintain, you know, strength and aggression in.
Exactly. And you know, folks, Health Masters, more than nutritional supplements, distillers. I'll tell you what, they're water distillers, best on the market in my view. I use it every day even my dog drinks distilled water with, you know, little minerals added to it. But nonetheless, it's important for you to think about the water supply as well. So all of that said, I want to give you, we only have about six minutes left. I can't believe how quickly time has gone. You know, Austin, you've done such a great job, and I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for your appearance today and really just knocking it out of the park with information. Folks, listen to this more than once to really get the full impact of Austin's, the information from Austin. So I'm going to give you the last, 5 minutes roughly, just to take us wherever you want. You could talk about chocolate chip cookie recipes if you want. I don't care. I'm going to give you the floor and just have at it.
You're going to make me hungry now, Doug. I haven't had a fourth meal today yet. Yeah, I mean, and again, it's just what we continue to talk about with everybody on our show, on your show. You know, everything right now that is going on, in my opinion, is by plan. Whether or not we like the plan or not, which most of us don't that are awake, it's being done intentionally. So you have to look at things objectively and realize, you know, that the whole left-right, you know, Democrat-Republican thing, it's designed to keep everybody divided. This whole BLM thing is designed to keep everybody divided. And the reason why, if you can continue to keep a populace divided, you can control them much easier, exactly what we're seeing now. If you now all of a sudden have 70, 80, 90% of the population say, you know what, we're going to bring together a truce. We're going to try to make sure that we get along. We work together. We unify. We're going to go after the deep state, and we're going to go after individuals that are promoting this. Alongside, we're going to force our representatives that we elected to represent us the way we want. We want to get laws passed that are correct. We want laws taken off the table that are not. We want to have our rights and our Bill of Rights completely and totally respected, and we will not capitulate. We will keep going until they respect it. If you had 100, 150, 200 million people come together like that, we would be an unstoppable force greater than anything the world has ever seen, especially with how armed we are. And it wouldn't even have to get violent. It could be as peaceful as we wanted it to be because they knew there's benefit and safety in numbers. But see, this is how they make it work. They divide the populace and make people hate each other. They make people angry at each other. They make one side go after the other side and this side after that side. And that's why I've talked about it repeatedly, that stay away from a lot of this stuff. Don't buy into this hateful rhetoric they're pumping. Because quite frankly, a lot of Americans don't even know really what's truly going on. Some of them that have gotten involved in this are just going along with the crowd because they have a sheep mindset. And there's always got to be followers and there's always has to be leaders. The problem is when you start having the leaders that are paid provocateurs that are working in favor of communist regime in the deep state, and in my opinion, I think partially the CIA. I mean, we already know that the CIA was complicit in running drugs to MENA, Arkansas. They were complicit with exploding cocaine on the American populace like an atomic bomb and causing the crack epidemic. They also were complicit in taking all that coke money and running it down to basically try to overthrow the Nicaraguan government. That was just one incident that we know of that they were involved in. And of course, you know, the fact checkers will say, well, that's not 100% accurate. No, I guess you can look at the eyewitness accounts and people that were involved and everybody that knew what was going on. We'll take all that aside from it and say, okay, because Wikipedia, because the CIA did their own internal investigation and said they didn't find anything shady was going on. That's what always gets me a click out of stuff when I hear people say, well, they're doing an internal investigation. They're gonna look into themselves and see what happens. I'm like, oh, really? Oh, yeah. That's like saying, hey, the fox, you got to go into the hen house and count how many chickens are left in there. We have no idea if there's one chicken or there's 100 chickens. You need to count them and let us know how many chickens there are. And he comes out and he goes, I don't know what happened. They all ran away. There's not a single chicken in the hen house. And you go, oh, shucks. How did that happen? I don't know, but everything's good on my end.
It's a mystery.
That's exactly what it is. Yeah, it's a mystery. We don't know. We'll never know. That's exactly what the CIA does. And, you know, and even in law enforcement, some of these law enforcement agencies, maybe they need to have an outside, you know, investigation sometimes instead of these internal affairs investigations, you know. But when you see something happen with one bad individual in one group, that doesn't mean the whole individuals are bad as far as in most cases. Even when a lot of these people that are in some of these BLM, you know, movements, I guarantee you not all of them are bad. There's some of them that probably really think they're trying to promote a positive movement. But then you always have individuals that take what they have and they go past that. And so that's the problem when you start dealing with lawlessness and anarchy with what they're basically promoting now, is then everything starts to go sideways because then you just have a Mad Max scenario, and that's horrible for everybody. So again, I encourage everybody, use your brain. Use what God gave you. Speak to people. Don't be scared and capitulate because somebody's going to call you a racist because you say that you need to basically use your mind before you start rioting. I mean, I've heard the term racist thrown around so loosely now lately. I bet you most people don't even know the true textbook definition or Webster definition. Off the top of my head, and I'm loosely quoting this, racism or a racist is an individual or an ideology that believes pretty much all other races are inferior to one race. They believe that all other races essentially are underneath them and they are inferior genetically, mentally, physically, and nationally, and they basically need to be kept underneath them. That's what true racism is. You truly believe that you are better than everybody else that is not your color. That's what it believes. So when you start hearing people use the term racism so loosely, it's an embarrassment to the English language. It really is, because they're just using it to promote their ideology, because now people think the term racism basically means anything if you don't agree with what a black person says or if you don't agree with what a Hispanic person says, which is a complete and total abortion of the terminology racism. And people need to understand that before they start running around, running their mouths, accusing people of stuff that they truly have no understanding what the definition actually means and partakes in.
And I think, and I'll tell you what, in the last minute we've got, 30 seconds roughly, I think I can speak for you as well. In telling people to get the hell off their knees, unless they're praying to the God of the Bible, get off your knees, right?
100% agree with you on that. You don't need to be bowing down and kneeling to anybody except God Almighty or Yahweh or Yeshua, however you want to refer to him as. That's the only individual you should ever be bowing down to. Ever, ever, ever in your life. Don't be getting on your knees to ask for forgiveness to anybody, especially somebody that's telling you to do it because of their racial agenda. That's my opinion.
Amen. Austin, out of time. I want to say thank you very much to you, your father, your family for healthmasters.com. What a great organization. What a great show. Thank you, Austin. I appreciate it. Good luck with your house. Rumor has it you're just completing the moat and the drawbridge. You haven't quite stocked it with alligators.
Yeah, I'm at the gators next week.
My friend, have a great weekend. Folks, have a great weekend. May God bless each and every one of you. Stay safe. And watch HagmanReportLive.com. God bless.